The question is asked in Halakha regarding Motza'e Tisha'a B'Av. What becomes permissible immediately and what remains Isur until the subsequent days? According to the Minhag of the Sefer Adim, right after Tisha'a B'Av, first and foremost, the custom is to make Birkat al-Bana. This is brought down by Rabbi Hida. And even though some wanted to say not to make Birkat al-Bana on Motza'e Tisha'a B'Av, because of the somber mood that people are still in, and you have to make the Lebana when you're happy. However, since we say in the Birkat al-Bana, Shegam Him Atidim Nithadesh Kemota, where we talk about the renewal of Klal Yisrael, and the rejuvenation of our people, so therefore it's a proper time to say it after the Avelut, to now say a prayer of hope for the future of Klal Yisrael. So the minhag is to say Birkat al-Bana, but certainly one must be careful that it's dark enough, because some shuls let out early, to make sure that it's dark enough where you're receiving hana'ah from the moon. According to the halakha, the moon has to produce a shadow on the ground, at least, in order to make the beracha. The question then is it permissible to shave on Motza'e Tisha'a B'Av? According to the Sefer Adim, it is mutar to shave immediately right after the fast. You don't have to wait until the morning. For that matter, it is permissible as well to take hot showers Motza'e Tisha'a B'Av. That restriction also goes off. Regarding listening to music, Halakha says it is proper to wait until the end of Asiri B'Av, because since the listening to music is also Inyan that's connected to the Avelut, one should preferably wait, not to listen to music until the following day. The question we ask today really is regarding eating meat. Now, even though the Ben Ish Chai says that some had a custom to break their fast on meat, in Baghdad, the shohatim, the slaughterers, used to slaughter meat on Tisha B'Av itself, and the ladies would prepare it to break their fast on a meat meal. However, Maran's opinion is, for Sefer Adim, that it's forbidden to eat meat not only on Motza'e Tisha B'Av, and not only on the next day, but the entire day, until Shikia. Whereas the Ashkenazim, they're lenient to have meat until Chatzot. So it's a big nafkamina. So the question is like this. This year where Motza'e Tisha'a B'Av is on a Friday. And usually on Friday, after Chatzot, we're not noheg avilut. Because already the Kiddusha, the Harav Shabbat is entering. So is there room to be lenient this year on a Friday at after Chatzot to have meat? For example, a person wants to come home ahead of Shabbat, he wants to have a little mazah, he wants to have a kibbeh, he wants a tohameh, ha'im zachu, he wants to taste from the pots something. So last week, for sure, last Friday was already the 9 days. It was asur. You couldn't have your meat until Shikiyah. So the question is, what about this week? So this question really hinges on the reason why we don't have meat. And for that matter, our custom is not to have wine this week as well. What's the reason why? So if you say that the reason is because of Avelut, because we're mourning, so if we want to restrain from all the pleasures, so then according to that, after the Avelut is over, on Motza'e Tisha'a B'Av, and we don't make Avelut on Friday after Chatzot, so therefore should be mutar. However, Hakam Ben Tzion has a big hadush. He says that's not the reason of the wine and the basar. He says the reason of the wine and the basar is because they were mevatel the korbanot, and they mevatel the nisuch hayayin. Because since they stopped the bringing of the korbanot, which is the meat, so the Kohanim couldn't eat the sacrificial meat anymore, and they didn't pour the water on the mizbeach. If that's the reason, so therefore that's an inyan of zecher lechorban. And therefore, since the Beit HaMikdash burnt until sunset of the 10th day, we still must commemorate all items that are connected to Churban HaBayit, being Korbanot Nisuch HaYayin. So the halakha comes out with a big chidush, that even in such a year like ours, on Friday, which is the 10th of Av, one should not have meat even in the afternoon. He should not have his first meat meal really until Shabbat, that he should start. And that is the halakha. I should point out, there are some that are lenient, and Hacham Ben Tzion discusses those opinions, but his personal opinion was to be mahmid even on Friday after Chatzot.